Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sheila Horace of the Clear Creek Heritage Association about the stained glass window restoration project they are doing on the Saints Peter and Paul Church in Clear Creek, thanks in part to a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation.
And so what is the history of the church? I wonder how old it is.
This is actually the second church that was built out there. It was built by the immigrants that came to this country, and the parish was actually established in 1857. They built the first church, and then it was too small. So they built this church right next to where the first church was, and this church was actually built in 1898.
And so when did the association purchase the church from the Archdiocese?
In 2009.
What all kinds of work has been done on this church since 2009?
It was pretty dilapidated by the time we got it. So initially, there was probably 30, 35 men worked there for 3 weeks when we initially got the church, and they completely tiled around the church to eliminate the water problem. There was a water problem in the basement. So they restored the foundation. We brought the electrical up to code, put in a new furnace, and we did that first. That was the first project. The next project was the steeple, and that was done in 2010. They completely repaired the steeple. It's 130 feet tall. The bells in that steeple tower, they have dates on them from 1898, so they're very old, too. So then we got that done, and then we've replaced the roof. And now we're restoring the 22 stained glass windows.
So the church, is it being used today for like a different affiliation or no?
It's more of a community center. It's being used as a community center. We have 14-15 weddings a year out there. We have funerals out there. There's a lot of family reunions. The fourth Saturday of every June, we have a big barbecue cook-off. We'll have one this year. It'll be, I think it's June 24th is that Saturday. Annually, we have a symphony there from the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. And every Christmas Eve, we have an ecumenical Christmas Eve service there.
So who do you think comes out for events like the Christmas Eve service that you mentioned or the Southeast Symphony? Is it a lot of Harper residents?
The people that come have had a connection to the church. We get a lot of interest because of genealogy, because there's a cemetery right next to it. The original immigrants are buried in, and they know that their ancestors went there to church. There's a lot of people there. Maybe the fifth generation wedding is there, or sixth generation wedding is there. And so there's a lot of dedication, I guess you'd call it. It's pretty inspiring. It's a beautiful church.
Could you tell me more about the stained glass restoration?
These are beautiful stained glass windows. Some of the windows, I didn't realize this, but even back at the time that this church was built, they mass-produced stained glass, which I was not aware of. But these are original. I wish I knew more about them because we really don't have a lot of information. We have a lot of information on a lot of things in that church because there's been historical books written about it and stuff, but the one thing that's never been mentioned is the windows. So I'm anxious to find out, you know, maybe if they're signed by the artist that painted them. In 1961, they did a restoration. At that time, they put a storm glass on it to protect it, thinking, you know, that, and at that time, that was the thing to do, but now they know that by putting that storm glass on there with no ventilation, it actually did more harm than it did good. And because the heat in between those that glass and those storms builds up, intensifies, and so it damages the lead. And so that's what we have to do. The lead is damaged, and there's some of the glass that is cracked. Bovard Studios in Fairfield is doing the work, and they will, if they can, salvage the glass that's there and just using a material to meld it together. But If they can't, they'll have to replace it with an exact duplicate. They'll take the windows out and take them to Fairfield to the studio and work on them there, and then bring them back and reinstall them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sheila Horace of the Clear Creek Heritage Association. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.